First reading today is from the book of Acts, chapter 5, verses 27 to 32. This can be found on page 123 of the New Testament, which is located in the back part of the Bible. When they had they had them stand before the council. The high priest questioned them, saying, "We gave you strict orders not to teach in this name. You have filled Jerusalem with your teaching, and you have determined to bring this man's blood on us." But Peter and the apostles answered, "We must obey God rather than any human authority. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus, whom you had killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as the leader and savior, that he might give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are witnesses to these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." The second reading today is from Revelation, chapter 1, verses 4 through 8. This is also found in the New Testament on page 245, which is located in the back of the Bible. John, to the seven churches that are in Asia. Grace to you, and peace from him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, and the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and freed us from our sins by his blood, and made us to be a kingdom, priests serving his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds. Every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And on his account, all the tribes of the earth will wail, "So it is to be." Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty.
Our gospel reading today comes from the gospel according to John, chapter 20, starting with the 19th verse. This immediately follows John's account of the resurrection. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And after he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. And Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." And a week later, his disciples again were in the house and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." And then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." And Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you've seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in His name. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God.